They're different sizes.
No, definitely.
No, you hear everything.
Yeah, just give them a taste. Just give them a little taste.
We have the pepper.
What are you doing later tonight? You want to go to the roller derby after party?
No, 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 no,
No, we're vinyl. Turntable shop. Otis is probably the best guy to talk to. It's an hour away, but
it's a big deal. I don't know why they don't do shows.
Yeah! got done with the Doberman set. Had a couple of people in the audience, right? How would you feel?
It was good. I really enjoyed it.
Very exciting.
And from your perspective, you were on stage. I didn't catch your name. What was your name again, sir?
My name is Doss Sauerkrauten, man.
And what was the view from up there, Doss?
Exhilarating experience.
Welcome to us here in Indiana. Thank you.
Now, I noticed a lot of the Wabash's influence on your sound, and particularly your technique for the knobs. I mean, tell us what transpired there.
Basically, I twisted the knobs back and forth to make very beautiful noises for you to enjoy.
Now, at one point, I don't know if you noticed this where you were sitting. At one point, you knew you had the drone you were looking for because you left your station and went and, like, mingled with the audience. What was going through your mind? How did you know you had it?
I must be thinking to check the levels of the sound to make sure that I'm getting the perfect pitch to pierce through the brains of the audience members.
And what was the message that you were piercing?
Love, freedom, and an extension of the Wabash River Valley.
Final thoughts?
Thank you, America.
Thank you. Thank you, Doss.